West Alabama with nine in the box, snap, and Wingo keeps it and gets his first down as he'll get into West Alabama territory at the 43-yard line in the first and 10.
And the momentum shifts just like that, and that's the caution you run into with nine men in the box and everyone crashing down right there. But all you have to do is get past that single surge of defensive linemen, and all you have is open running room with no one in the second part of the football field.
West Alabama's defense with their backs against the wall as North Alabama is realistically about 15 yards away from field goal range. Two receivers far side. Wingo in the shotgun with Cook in motion to the far side. Snap and the play action. Pump fakes. Wingo under pressure rolling to the near side, and he'll have to throw it away as it did not get across the line of scrimmage, but there is no flag thrown.
Yeah, questionable call there. Thought he would have at least got a penalty on that one. That would have been a grounding, but under 3 minutes to go, anything can happen now.
Will Hall has sort of challenged that call. He has asked the line judge on this side to ask him, did the ball go past the line of scrimmage?
Well, from our angle, the ball did not get past the line of scrimmage, as you have to get the ball past the line of scrimmage and be out of the tackle box to avoid an intentional grounding. So it'll be a second down and 10 yards to go. Under 3 minutes to go. 2:58 left in regulation. Tied at 24, two receivers far side. Wingo awaiting the snap, gets it, and on the delay give to Coffey coming up the middle, crosses the 40, and is taken down at the 38-yard line for a gain of 5. And we've seen this situation time and time again on this drive. Third down and 5 yards to go.
And Schuster for North Alabama getting warmed up, kicking on the sidelines right now. It's obvious North Alabama is going to continue to run this football, chew up as much clock as they can, and get in field goal range.
Now, Michael Schuster, only 3 of 9 in field goals on the year, as he started out as the first string field goal kicker but missed his first 4 on the season. 2:25 to go, third and 5 at the 38. North Alabama still a little beyond field goal range as Wingo awaiting the snap, gets it, and hands off to Coffey up the middle, needs the 33, and gets it as he'll get to the 31.
And North Alabama has the momentum and carrying it right now late into the football game. West Alabama needing a stop of any kind right now.
So a first and 10 from the 31 might be the point of the game where Will Hall considers using the timeout to conserve some clock. Shotgun for Wingo, snap, and delay give to Coffey up the middle as he will bury his head and get across the 30 to the 29. Gain of 2 yards, under 2 minutes to go in the football game. Lamonte Thompson checking in for Chris Coffey.
If we could keep him out here, their kicker has been kind of shaky even on extra points. They all have referenced that a couple of times.
Michael Schuster's longest field goal make was 45 yards on the season. Snap and the give to Thompson coming off the near side as he'll break a tackle but only get about a yard to the 28-yard line where it'll be Jerron Jones making the tackle.
And they're going to let the clock run as much as they can right now. They're going to go for a field goal and try to take away as much time from West Alabama as they can.
So Bobby Wallace looks as if he's playing conservative to set up for a field goal attempt.
And he's trying to get it aimed right in the middle of the football field, the hash mark for his kicker right now. 1 minute left to go in the football game.
Football at the near hash mark, tied up at 24. Third down and 7 from the 28 going to our right. Four-man front for West Alabama. Snap to Wingo, and the play action rolling to the near side is Wingo. He will stop under pressure, and he'll throw it down the field into coverage, and it is picked off. Picked off by Frank Richardson, 10. 15 as he will get tackled at the 15-yard line in a poor decision from Luke Wingo as he threw it into coverage and paid for it.
Wingo was throwing into double coverage that time, waiting for one of his tight ends to break off coverage. He was sitting there waiting for his tight end, was running a curl route, was waiting to break off to the left and get open. He never broke off coverage. He had to throw it in the midst of about 4 West Alabama defenders. Frank Richardson, playing so well right there, comes up with the interception. A momentum swing in the direction of the Tigers right now. 39 seconds left to go in the ball game.
As well as Luke Wingo has played in this football game, he made a poor decision there. He wishes he had that one back.
So West Alabama in the victory formation as they will take a knee and go into overtime. 39 and a half seconds remaining, tied up at 24 apiece. Caldwell gets the snap and takes the knee. As the clock runs, 35 seconds to go. North Alabama has lost their only overtime game this year in double overtime, 24-21, in week two to Jacksonville State, where Michael Schuster missed a field goal inside 40 yards that could have tied it. So Bobby Wallace will let the clock run and not use one of his two timeouts as we will go to overtime with the score tied up at 24. And we will have the coin toss momentarily down to 4 seconds, 3, 2, and 1 as we'll go at it and take a 30-second timeout here on ESPN 104.9 and ESPN 104.9.com.